From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. If your whole notion of Key West is the Duval Street pub crawl and chickens running rampant through the streets, then we do have something to add to that list, and that is literary powerhouse. If you don't know, writers and authors have oozed into the fabric of Key West since the early 20th century. Hence the Hemingway cats. So what better place for a group of literati to get together each and every winter? It is happening right now. Arlo Haskell is the associate director of the Key West Literary Seminar and our guest. Welcome, Arlo.
Thanks, Kelly. It's great to be on the show.
For somebody who has not been there, what basically goes on?
Well, it's a four-day event, and there are readings, panel discussions, lectures, all exploring a particular theme, which this year is writers on writers, so it's sort of the topic of writers' lives. But more than that and more fun than that, you know, we put parties together where the writers hang out with people in the audience. It's a relatively small-scale event. You know, our audience is about 400 people, so you develop a great sense of community as the weekend unfolds and, you know, are exposed to very provocative, wonderful literary minds on stage, and then you get to talk with them casually over drinks or over a bite to eat, you know, as the weekend unfolds.
Give us a sense of the literary history of Key West.
I think there is no place that can exceed Key West writers per capita. You know, we're this small 6-square-mile island that has been home to some of really the great writers of the past 100 years. You mentioned Hemingway, and of course there's Elizabeth Bishop and Wallace Stevens. Tennessee Williams, a playwright, was here. And then continuing up to today, it's just a place where writers come. And part of what we do as an organization is both to, you know, recognize and celebrate that history, but also really strive to make sure that Key West retains a vital, living, and active literary culture today, so that's a place where readers and writers really feel at home.
And you're kind of doing that by embracing technology. Now you're archiving these events on podcasts.
Yes, we had the foresight somehow to start making audio recordings about 25 years ago. This was started as a partnership with WLRN, with the Radio Reading Service, in the late 1980s. They made our first sets of recordings, and then we took it on thereafter.
All right, let's listen to 3-time Arthur C. Clarke Science Fiction Award winner China Mieville from last year's Key West Literary Seminar.
I was thinking about this because of some fascinating conversations I've had with crime readers. And crime readers, people who are really, really steeped in the crime genre, have a beautiful formulation, which is they say, you know, I read this book and it was, I liked it, but 2/3 of the way through I got really annoyed because the book cheated. The book cheated? What the hell does that mean? This is an extraordinary idea. And essentially, it's, you know, what's being talked about there is the breaching of a certain set of protocols. And this is about the engine of the way a classic set of texts works. And so when you try to make sense of a genre, you're kind of opening up its engine and you're tinkering around inside to see the way these things fit together and what they want to do at the end. I love using that metaphor because it's as close as I ever get to actually doing any physical tinkering. It makes me feel incredibly manly.
Well, we do have a lot more information about the Key West Literary Seminar, as well as a link to the archive at our website, which is WLRN.org. And Arlo Haskell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. It's a pleasure to talk with you and your audience.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.